From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Myanmar, thousands are celebrating as Aung San Suu Kyi, a Nobel laureate and pro-democracy leader, has been freed by the military government. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the release comes after 7.5 years of house arrest.
Suu Kyi appeared at the gate to her home, smiling and dressed in a traditional Burmese jacket. "There's a time to be quiet and a time to talk," she told hundreds of cheering supporters. "People must work in unison. Only then can we achieve our goals," she said. Earlier on, officials read the 65-year-old Nobel Peace Prize laureate her release notice. Her supporters surged forward after police and barricades were removed from the road leading to her house in Yangon. Suu Kyi has spent 15 of the past 21 years under house arrest. Her release comes after the first general election in 2 decades, in which parties tied to the ruling junta captured the vast majority of parliamentary seats. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
Suu Kyi's freedom is being applauded around the world. President Obama called her a hero of his. British Prime Minister David Cameron is calling her an inspiration for defenders of democracy and human rights. An economy in recovery cannot afford unnecessary spending. President Obama's message in his weekly address being embraced by Republican leaders, but where Mr. Obama called on Congress to restrain the use of earmarks in spending bills, the GOP is calling on the president to veto all spending bills with the pet home state projects. President Obama is at the Pacific Rim Conference this weekend, where China's president has called for an end to all forms of trade protectionism and has promised to adjust his nation's currency values. South Sudan today is recovering from a bombing by the Northern Sudanese Army. The episode comes just 2 months before an independence vote in South Sudan. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the North is saying the bombing was a mistake.
The bomb landed in the Bahr el Ghazal region, just below the north-south border. Sudan's People's Liberation Army spokesman, Colonel Philip Aquer, said some soldiers were injured, but he said the North insists it wasn't intentional. Aquer said northern planes were apparently attacking Darfur rebels near the border, and a bomb went astray. American diplomats are working closely with Sudan, where the South will vote in January on whether to become the world's newest state. The North and South fought Africa's longest civil war at a cost of 2 million lives. But if the South leaves, it will take most of the country's oil with it, and many are concerned the referendum could spark more violence. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Khartoum.
Afghan officials say would-be suicide bombers were repelled after trying to storm a NATO base. This is NPR News. An international study by the European Union's Drug Monitoring Agency suggests Britain leads the developed world in the percentage of young cocaine users. As Larry Miller reports from London, cocaine is not the only drug of choice for Britain's young people.
The EU says the number of British cocaine users between the ages of 15 and 34 rose by 50% in the last 5 years. 6.2% used cocaine in the last year, higher than in the US, which has put at 4.5%. The European average is just over 2%. The report says more than a tenth of the British population has used the drug at some point in their life. The price of cocaine fell by nearly half in the last 7 years, and that's said to be in part behind the increase. British use of cannabis, ecstasy, and amphetamines is also the highest or close to the highest in Europe. And when it comes to binge drinking, a 2009 study said that in Europe, British teens are second only to Bulgaria. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Weeks after a mail bomb plot was uncovered in Europe, German authorities are again allowing passenger flights from Yemen, but they're keeping in place a ban on cargo transports from the country. Germany was one of several countries, including the U.S., Britain, and France, to ban all cargo coming in from Yemen after 2 suspicious packages sent from Yemen were intercepted. Parts of the Midwest are covered in snow. From northern Iowa through Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin, some accumulation is expected today. In northwestern Iowa, almost 1 foot of snow has fallen. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for